What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I'm excited for this one because this is going to be a crazy show. No pun intended, but let them know who I got on the line right now.
Yo, what up? What up, Crazy Bone in the building? What's going on?
Crazy Bone from the legendary group Bone Thugs and Harmony. We got to put that in there, you know what I'm saying? But they know Crazy Bone. Crazy, what's going on, man?
Man, just chilling, man. Everything is good. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Me and you chopped it up a few times over the past week, and so many things has been taking place over the week. First of all, how you enjoying your holidays and all of that?
Oh, man, everything has been wonderful, man. Just been relaxing, getting time in with the family, just gearing up for the new year, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of things happening in 2019, so just resting up, man, because, we go hard through these years for real.
And for the people who might not know, how much touring do you and Bone Thugs do?
Man, we tour. We move like the Rolling Stones. They call us the Rolling Bones. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Tech N9ne just posted a list of like the top five touring acts, and we was actually top five. We was like one of the only groups from the 90s that was on the list. We was like top five.
Wow.
So, we on the road like a lot, you know what I'm saying? We move and we have fans all over the world. So like they constantly want to come rock out for them. And that's a true blessing for real.
So, we got to jump right into it. This internet is a lot of crazy, no pun intended, stuff going on the internet. Between some of your group members in the Migos. Do you know the origin of all of this?
Well, man, the it originally started. I think all this jumped off like before, like a few months ago when Busy made a statement that was actually giving, Migos props, I think it was the media jumped in and they like kind of spinned it to where it had him looking like he was hating against them or something. But it was, it all started there, what I'm saying? And, I made a statement then, like the same way I feel now. Those guys made a statement standing today. It was the greatest group in the game. And, like I said then, I'm going to say now, those cats are at the top of their game. They have every right to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
They can stake that claim because them little niggas is, they doing their thing right now. So, it is what it is. Everybody says that though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody says, I have yet to meet a rapper or hear a rapper to come out and say in his rap, I'm almost the greatest, or I think I'm number one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I never heard a nigga say that. This shit has been competitive, going to always be competitive. And when you feel like you got the crown, you know what I'm saying. You feel like you got the crown, but also you have to know if you feel like you that good and you got the crown, they're going to be challengers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be challengers. Just like if you're a boxer, Everybody want the champ. Look at Golden State. Everybody, the Warriors, everybody fixed their team. Niggas is coming for the Warriors this year.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody want a little chance at the champ. You know what I'm saying? But that's really competition.
So,
now, how does shit blow over?
Yeah, it's like it's crazy now, though. It's beyond competition. We seeing guns being pulled out. We seeing diss records going out there. We seeing personal shit coming. Did you see this going this far though?
No, man, not at all. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, and it's really dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first to say it's some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Should have never gotten this far. And like Never say anything about music get to the point to where somebody's life can be taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or it comes to violence. Because, you know, like, the last thing I want is for, I hate that this line is drawn between the generations. Mm-hmm. I hate it because so many positive things can be accomplished if everybody just work together. I don't understand why our genre is the only genre like this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like we still don't know how to coincide with each other and be successful together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just like a lot of things happen, and like I said, that stuff just blew out of proportion. I did not know it was gonna go that far. I thought it was gonna stick to music or what it was, and you know, man, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, wouldn't the ideal thing be, yo, y'all just all jump on the record and just kick each other in the ass lyrically on that song? Wouldn't that be the best thing to happen?
Man, that would be the ideal thing because, again, like I said, you know, we make music, man. You know, I do music, and, you know, like I said, it could all be like some friendly competition type shit. You know, niggas ain't got to get on no beat and go at each other. Those type, nigga, I kill you, I shoot you. No, let's rap. Let's just have fun. It ain't nothing like that shit. And like I say, if you gonna claim to be like one of the best groups, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should expect a contender. Just because we're not from that generation, I feel like, you know, don't try to brush us off. But oh, them niggas old. If we so old, knock us off.
Yeah. And reason why I hit you up, it's not really you waving no white flag or nothing like that, but you done recorded with Tupac. You done seen how that ended. You done recorded with Biggie.
Yeah.
You done seen how that ended. So you are OG and a veteran and seeing certain things. I know you like, damn, I ain't trying to take all that. I left the streets to do music. I ain't gonna do music to go back to the streets.
Oh yeah, man, real. You know what I'm saying? You always got to check the situation when it's going backwards. You know, because none of us got over. You know, escaped the street life to jump into some more bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all beat that life, and we made it to the escape. You know what I'm saying? And what we got to realize, you know, we got to keep the escape clean. We can't bring that bullshit from the streets over into the escape because he's fucking up the escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We gotta keep that shit neutral so everybody can keep getting money so we can keep helping people that's trying to escape. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. Like, if it ain't gonna be about music, then let's just keep pushing. Everybody do their own thing. If niggas don't want to do the friendly competition thing, that's all good. But it was never intended for niggas to pull out guns and go on the internet and act foolish. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, and I'm talking about everybody who did it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that shit is childish. That shit is foolish. And a nigga like me don't condone that because I'm way more, we supposed to be way more polished. And nigga too old for that shit, man. Bottom line, real talk.
Legacy, y'all shit, y'all done did. How many? Because I want clarity really quick, and I want you to talk your shit for just 30 seconds. How many records has Bone Thugs sold, individually or collectively?
It's close to like 40, 50 million as a worldwide as a group, and individually, honestly, I couldn't tell you because like I really haven't checked. I don't even be checking SoundScan like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But it gotta be, I know my first solo album was like, 3-4 times platinum. Mm. And then, you know, all the other stuff, you know, accumulated. I'm not sure what it is, but it's up there. You know what I'm saying? So we've done a lot in this game, man. We've helped shape the sound of the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like we've birthed a lot, you know what I'm saying? And this, I think that's what Lazy was getting at, you know, because, you know, when he spoke up, he was speaking from a standpoint of frustration, not necessarily from the younger generation. It's because, you know, like he feels like every time, you know, you see something mentioned about groups or just anything like groundbreaking groups or change, you know, groups to change the game, they never mention Bone Thugs and Harmony. And I'm like, how can you not mention Bone when you hear our sound on the radio constantly? We birthed this, but they acting like we never existed. So that's where some of the frustration came from with Lazy Bone, speaking of what he started. It wasn't necessarily geared against the younger cats because, you know, we trying to be advocates for these young cats, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I have a podcast and I do a radio show on Dash Radio, you know, a radio show called The Cray List. And what I do, I play music from the very beginning of hip hop until now. And I mash it all together to show people music is music. We've been doing this since the 70s. I mean, since the late 70s, early 80s, we've been doing the same thing. It just comes in different styles and fashions. We need to quit separating our genre, quit letting these people separate us, because no other genre does this.
Gotcha.
They want to keep us separated for some reason, but no other genre does this, trust me.
And I also wanted to add that the most recent work that y'all did was Wiz Khalifa album, which was an incredible record. You know, yes. Reach for the Stars, yes. That's what it's called, indeed. Right?
Yeah, man, shout out to Wiz, man. You know, it's nothing but love for that young brother, man. You know, we sat back and watched him come up. You know, he's always expressed his love that he had for us. You know, the brother even went and got the tattoo of the crew on there, you know, son. So it's always love. It's we love the younger generation.
Hold up, you said Wiz Khalifa got a Bone Thugs tattoo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he had a Bone Thugs tattoo on his leg.
Dope. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's mad love for the young cats out here, man. We don't want to get at look like we hating on none of these dudes. By all means, get your money, make your money, and get as much as you can. For real.
So yeah, I just had to really clear that up with you really quick, because you know, me and you was building, and you was, you know, basically telling me, man, like, we gonna rap, let's rap, but once we start going to the streets, that shit is stupid. You know what I'm saying? Not that, yeah, you ain't with the smoke, but it's just like, yo, that shit is dumb. Like, what are we doing all that for? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with the smoke when it's with some shit that matters. When we going to war for our people, I'm with the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only smoke I'm trying to be with. If it's going to war against my people, I'm not with that.
Got you. And basically, you kind of, you know, your career has not been marred in, you know, this big controversy. You know, y'all had shit that the public don't even really know about. But that's, I've never seen your Crazy Bone. I've seen you have more issues with your own group members than you have with outsiders, right or wrong.
Yeah, that's real talk, because we've always been able to remain neutral, even though, you know, we had a song with Big, we had a song with Pac when they was beefing, but we was able to remain neutral and, like, you know, we fuck with both of y'all. We love both of y'all, so we ain't gonna get into that shit. And that's how we was able to go this far without no bullshit. You feel me?
Yeah, Crazy. Give them all your social media.
Man, Instagram, you can find me. It's crazy_bone. On the Twitter, I am Crazy Bone. And the Facebook is Cray Jack, your boss.
So
there you go.
So as far as the Olive Branch, what would it take for a lot of this shit to be deaded? Is it just everybody just chill out and be quiet and stop listening to the trolls? What would you think?
No. Yeah, bro, what it is, first and foremost, and I'm glad you asked that, because, you know, conversations are being had now. Dialogue is being gone back and forth. I know Lazy spoke to 21 Savage. You know what I'm saying? They had dialogue, you know, with each other over Instagram or whatnot. So it's pretty much squashed, man. Like, you know, it was all blown out of proportion. That's being said on both sides. So, you know what I'm saying? It hasn't really been any dialogue with the Migos, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there, man. Nigga ain't got no problem with these cats, man. Y'all go get your money. We gonna keep getting our bag. Y'all get y'all bag. It's money out here for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, and just for them to know, you know, we we real rappers.
Mm-hmm.
We come from the era. We come from the era of niggas say they the coldest. Okay, we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, so that's just what it is. It wasn't nothing personal. Wasn't nobody trying to. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody trying to call niggas out like that. It's all love, man. It's all love for real.
Oh, before we go, I got a little birdie, and I want to know if this is correct. Where did the Bone Thugs, when you came up with the Bone Thugs style, what was your biggest influence for that?
Man, honestly, you know, some of my favorite lyricists of all time is like, you know, MC Ren,
mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Kane.
Holy shit.
Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I kind of just like, and I kind of just like, put these dudes together, and no lie, I was listening to Big Daddy Kane one time, and he kind of did a line to where he was like, da, 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 and I was like, that was dope, and I was like, but if somebody did it and just kept doing it and didn't stop, it'd be doper.
Wow.
And I remember when I did this because I was sitting in the county jail, and I wrote my first rap like that on some toilet tissue. I wrote it. The same rap that I said for Eazy-E when we met him is the rap that I wrote on a piece of toilet paper when I was locked up.
Wow.
And I was watching videos. I was watching Video Soul on BET, and Big Daddy Kane came on with the song, and I was like, and I went in my cell and wrote that, got out and spit the style to them. They was like, yo, that's crazy. I told Big Daddy Kane that when I ended it, I was like, man, you helped birth Bone Style. You don't even know that. Son.
Wow.
For real.
And I'm
for
from
real.
And I'm from Brooklyn. Everybody know I say Big Daddy Kane is the GOAT. So that mean a lot to me because that's my favorite rapper of all time, Big Daddy Kane. So,
bro,
that's crazy.
One of my all-time favorites, no lie, Big Daddy Kane. Everybody tell you in the hood, except for real.
Wow, that's dope. So, yo, I'm gonna come to the West Coast soon, and you know, we definitely gonna chop it up in person and do some of the things that we spoke about off the record and stuff like that. So, I'm gonna see you soon. But thank you for calling in, clearing all this up, and I'll be with you later on, Craig.
Yes, indeed, man. Much love, bro.
All right, peace. All right, y'all. So,
all right.
That was a Crazy Bone. He called in and you know, cleared the air on many things that y'all might have been hearing. So you're hearing it right from one of the horse's mouth, you know, 1/5 of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Crazy Bone, one of the, you know, the one of the main mouthpiece of Bone Thugs and Harmony. He just called in and confirmed and you know, just let it be known where his stance is at. So thank y'all for tuning in. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter, a little short podcast for the day, but this is for y'all. I had to get, you know, one of the big wigs on the phone, and yo, I'm happy. He said Big Daddy Kane helped birth Bone Thug Style. That shit is so fire to me. But I'm Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. Make sure you leave a comment. iTunes or everywhere, man. Doggy Diamonds No Filter, man. If you don't know what this is by now, man, you living under the rock. And if you know, man, stop holding it for yourself, man. Put your people on. Let them know too. You know what I'm about to say. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.